News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
There's been calls for breath testing, the standard breath testing of motorists, to increase to the degree or to be increased to the degree where if you average it out, it would mean that there is the same amount of tests as there are drivers on the road. So that if you are driving around, the likelihood would be that maybe once a year you would find yourself getting breath tested. This is a call from Alcohol Action Ireland. Their CEO is Sheila Gilheeny. And Sheila, this is, of course, rooted in the fact that the one thing that we the sort of the great unspoken problem with road safety, as with public order, as with even water safety that we have in Ireland, is drink. A huge amount of our road deaths, particularly among drivers, caused by alcohol.
Yes, that's true, Anton. And, you know, it's at a time when we're seeing our road deaths increasing, we really do need to be looking at every possible lever that can be applied to try and reduce the carnage on our road. And we know the evidence does say that, unfortunately, alcohol is a factor in about a third of driver fatalities. And of course, there's also the knock-on effect of, you know, injuries as well, serious injuries that would be arising from these collisions. But if you look at our level of roadside testing, it's very low. In fact, it's actually the lowest across Europe. So people know that they don't have a very high chance of being caught. And indeed, surveys would tell you that 75% of people think that they have there's a very low likelihood of being caught. And at the same time, we also know that our level of drink driving is increasing. So surveys from the RSA would say that last year, 12% of drivers admitted to drink driving in the past year. So 12% of drivers, that's over 400,000, 424,000 people admitting to drink driving, or it's 1,000 people a day taking a lethal weapon onto our roads after drinking. And yet, there was less than 5,000 arrests for drink driving last year.
Now, so, can I ask Sheila, when you add that then with the vulnerable users figure, so if you take pedestrians who are killed, the vast majority of those have also been drinking. That's just what the RSA figures reveal. Why is it that we don't tend to talk about alcohol as a massive driving problem? Sorry, excuse the pun, but a massive problem when it comes to road safety and public safety. We faff around doing things like changing speed limits in city centres while completely ignoring the elephant in the room.
Well, you know, speed is also, and I absolutely know that it is a very important element in addressing road safety as well. And I will say the RSA do draw attention to drink driving, you know, through their public awareness campaigns. But really, the key to all of this is actually enforcement. We do have the laws, but we are not enforcing them enough. If we look at other countries which do have much higher rates of roadside testing, for example, in Australia, where they do have this target of breath testing once a year of every driver, their figure for road fatalities from alcohol in drivers is 14% compared to ours of 35%. So we know it really does make a difference if you have this enforcement.
It's about 40 people a year, isn't it?
Yeah. I know, it's a massive, massive difference. And it's a solution which is out there. But what it takes is a commitment. It says that we're going to set a target, we're going to publish this target, and we're going to put the resources behind it to actually make it happen. At the moment, you know, we do see at holiday times, for example, there'll be a blitz on the road, and that's very, very welcome. And you'll see a high profile, you know, media campaign will go on around that. And yet, when you actually look at the figures, even over bank holiday weekends and those high profile things, we're still seeing very low levels of arrests at that time. As I say, compared with the huge number of people who are actually admitting to drink driving.
Sheila, thank you very much for your time. Sheila Gilheeny there, CEO of Alcohol Action Ireland. If you have a view, 53106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.